朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是王世军牧师。愿你能有一颗受教的心，认真学习圣经，坚定信靠神，为主广传福音。
刚才的这一段经文中呢，我们有三点需要和弟兄姊妹分享。
And from this passage, we have three points to share with brothers and sisters.
第一点呢，就是提摩太效法使徒的榜样，服从使徒的榜样。
And number one is Timothy. Timothy follows the example of the apostle.
这也是要让我们今天在座的每一位属主的儿女，要如何的来向提摩太学习，服从使徒的榜样。
And today, every child of God should also follow Timothy, how to follow the example of the apostles.
有好多的道理我们都明白。
And there are a lot of knowledges we do know.
但是我们需要看见一些人是如何把这些道理活在他们的生活和生命中的。
But we need to see that how people, some people really live this out in their life.
然后我们可以仿效他们，把这些真理活在我们的生命中。
And then we can follow their example in our lives.
所以保罗在这里让我们看见提摩太是服从了他的榜样。
And we can see here that Timothy really followed the example of Paul.
那第二点就更加重要了。
And number two is even more important.
就是因圣经而有得救的智慧。
That we can have this saving wisdom through the scriptures.
我们所有得救的智慧不是从社会层面、文化层面得来的。
Our saving wisdom is not from the social aspect.
而是从圣经里得到的。
It's from the scriptures.
那第三点呢，是最重要的。
And number three is the most important.
就是所有的我们现在读到的圣经，整本圣经都是神所默示的。
Is that all scripture is inspired by God.
我们的信仰是建立在神所默示的圣经上。
And our faith is based on this scripture inspired by God.
而且圣经不但是神所默示的。
And not only the Bible is inspired by God,
而且是对我们有益的。
And it's beneficial to your life.
这一点很重要，因为圣经要进入我们的生命，进入我们的生活。
This is very important because the Bible will enter you and I's life.
圣经对我们有益，是要让我们预备好行各样的善事。
It's profitable for us. It's for us to do the good works.
所以这三点，我请弟兄姊妹把它记在心中。
So those three points, I ask brothers and sisters,
先看第一点，提摩太是如何服从使徒教训的。
And number one, how Timothy followed the example and teaching of the apostles.
第十节说，但你已经服从了我的教训，品行志向，信心宽容，爱心忍耐。
And verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance.
注意这个地方有一个关于提摩太生命状况的描写啊。
And take note here, it describes Timothy's life.
如果我们了解前面所讲的那些有敬虔的外貌却没有敬虔的那个本质的那些人，那我们如果了解了这个背景，下边就看到的是，但是你提摩太和前边的那些人是不一样的。
And just now, Apostle Paul mentioned there are some people who have a form of godliness, but denying his power. And here, Timothy showing a vivid contrast with those people.
你提摩太是一个服从了我的教训的人。
And Timothy is someone who really followed my doctrine.
那教训主要就指前边的那些教训啊，特别是说你从我听到的那纯真话语的规模和从前所交托你的善道，然后是保罗这个关于生活方面的信仰生活方面的许多教训。
And the doctrine is what Apostle Paul mentioned previously in 2 Timothy, all the doctrines and all the life teachings to Timothy.
而且呢，他效法了保罗的榜样。
And Timothy followed the example of Paul.
保罗的品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，这些都是他效法的内容。
His manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance is all followed by Timothy.
注意，服从这个字非常重要。
And follow, this word follow is very important.
服从这个字呢，就是你去跟从一种生命的模式。
And this follow is that you are willingly to follow some form of life.
然后呢，把这些东西变成我们自己的东西。
And make it your own.
你 follow 的目的，你跟从的目的是为了把它变成我自己的东西。
The purpose of your following is to make it myself.
把保罗的品行变成我的品行。
And Timothy is to making the manner of life of Paul his own manner of life.
把保罗的志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐都变成我们自己的东西。
Everything of Paul, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, peace, perseverance, and everything is my own lifestyle.
这个东西就很重要了。
And this is important.
也就是说，你注意到提摩太在他自己的生命成长过程中啊。
And Timothy, in his life journey,
把保罗的那个生命品质、品格变成了他自己的东西。
He learned the apostle's manner of life, his characters.
这个品行啊，它是指这个能够显出你品格的一种生活方式。
This manner of life is to show a lifestyle that people can see your character.
包括生活的各个方面。
It's every aspect of life.
提摩太跟着这个保罗学习的时候，就像儿子跟着父亲一样，徒弟跟着师父一样来学习。
When Timothy was following Paul in the journey, it's like the son is following the father.It's like the disciple is following the teacher.
然后就继承了保罗的那个品行。
And he take this manner of Paul.
当我们说这个信仰传承的时候啊。
And when we talk about this topic of passing through our faith.
它有几方面的内容。
It has several aspects.
首先是传承的这个内容一定要清楚。
And first is the content what we are passing on.
我们传承一个以建立起圣经上面的信仰。
We are passing on this faith based on the Bible.
第二点呢，就是传承一种精神。
And secondly, is we are passing this spirit.
就像保罗一直在说他为主、为基督、为福音受苦的这样的一个精神，愿意受苦的精神。
Paul has always willingly to suffer for the Lord.And this willingness is also taken by Timothy.
而且呢，就是说这种要持守真道的精神。
And another aspect is to willingly to hold fast of the faith.
现在呢，我就注意到啊，这些年来在中国家庭教会啊，你说这个内容有没有传承下来呢？传承下来了。
And recent years, I took notice that in the Chinese house church, if have they.Pass on the faith, yes, they did.
但是呢，这个信仰精神呢，好像有一点失传了。
But the core of our faith is lost.
我们的老一代传道人，他们愿意为主吃苦。
And the generation before us, they willingly to suffer for the Lord.
他们愿意为主、为信仰付出生命的代价。
And they are willing to pay the ultimate price of their life for the Lord.
就像我昨天说到我的岳父那样。
It's like my father-in-law, I share with you yesterday.
他说如果他们要让我否定信仰，如果不否定信仰就要跳进火坑，那我选择跳进火坑。
If those people in the Cultural Revolution, they require me to choose the Lord or to jump into the fire pit,I'm going to choose to jump into the fire pit.
所以你注意到这里边有一种信仰精神。
And you can take notice that this has the spirit of our faith in it.
所以这些东西都是要在这个信仰承传的内容里边。
And all these should be included in what we are passing on to the next generation.
所以你注意到提摩太就是从保罗那里不但传承了这个真道，而且呢是继承了这种信仰精神、品格，
So we took notice that Timothy not only took the faith content from Paul, but the core of the faith, the spirit of faith, also from Paul.
然后呢是志向。
And also, next part is the purpose.
我们所说的人生计划、目的、决定和意愿都包括在这个志向里边。
And this purpose includes the plan of your life, the goal of your life, everything is in it.
这个保罗的这个人生目的呢，他的志向是什么呢？就是传福音，就是为主而活。
And Paul's purpose of life is very simple, is to spread the gospel and to live for Jesus.
所以我们要去想一想，我们人生的目的志向到底是什么。
And we need to think, what's our purpose of life?
是不是为着完成主托付给我们的福音使命？
Is to fulfill the mission entrusted by Jesus Christ to you and me.
是不是一生为着荣耀主而活？
Is to live your whole life for the glory of God.
当你建立起这样的人生目标的时候，
When you establish this purpose of life,
你的生活是不一样的。
Your life will be different.
你的心思意念行事为人都是不一样的。
Your mind, heart, every aspect will be different.
因为你马上就会有一种反应。
Because immediately you will respond to this.
我如此说，如此行，是不是荣耀上帝？
Every time you think about, I do this, I say this, is that glorifying to God?
如果你有了这样的人生志向啊，那个人生是不一样的。
You have this purpose of life, life would be different.
保罗，这个提摩太向保罗这个学习的还有信心的功课。
And Timothy also learned from Paul on faith.
保罗对神的信心也是提摩太对神的信心。
Paul's faith to God is also Timothy's faith to God.
你知道保罗说提摩太里边有无为的信心。
Paul has mentioned in Timothy there's this genuine faith.
虽然他说他的这个无为的信心是受了他的外祖母和母亲的影响，但更多的是从保罗那里学习的。
Although Paul mentioned that the genuine faith of Timothy learned from his grandmom and the mother, but also, more importantly, learn from Paul himself.
那下面又说到宽容。
And also long suffering.
这个宽容这个字呢，是一种忍耐和坚韧，它不是指我们过于原则生活。
And this long suffering is patience, is not a life without principle.
不是对罪的宽容，注意啊。
Is not tolerance to sin.
这个宽容是指坚韧。
This long suffering is to steadfast in your faith.
而且在保罗看来，这是一种借着爱表现出来的生命品质。
And Paul saw that this aspect is because of his faith in his life.
哥林多前书十三章那个地方讲到。爱是恒久忍耐，大家都会背这一段经文啊。
And we know that First Corinthians chapter 13 it says love is long suffering.
这个宽容在这里是一个名词。
And here this long suffering is a noun.
爱是恒久忍耐，那个地方是一个动词。
Love long suffering in First Timothy and there is a verb.
爱是恒久忍耐，实际上原来只是两个字，爱是忍耐。
And in the original language, there's only two words: it's love and long suffering.
但是那个忍耐里包括了一种持久的忍耐、持续的忍耐的含义。所以中译本呢译得很好，和合本译得很好。
And in that word, actually, the long suffer means continually to long suffer. So the Chinese translation have a very good rendering there.
根据我的了解，那是。这个和合本能够把希腊文原文的意义译出来的不多的几处。
And from my understanding, there's several the best places of our Chinese Union version which translated the spirit of the original language.
所以你了解了爱是恒久忍耐的时候，你就知道在家庭生活里边呢，它是何等的重要。
And when you understand love is long suffering, and you know that in your everyday life, family life.How important it is.
有一次有一个弟兄问我。
And one time a brother asked me.
他说这个怎么才能够恒久忍耐。
How can I long suffer?
他说你看我太太。
I said, look at my wife.
叨叨啰嗦得不得了。
Keep nagging on me.
我忍耐了他一次。我又忍耐了一次。我忍耐了三天。我忍耐了三个星期。那我怎么忍耐?
I showed my patience to her once.Twice, third time, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But how can I continue to do that?
但是圣经说，我说是恒久忍耐。
And I told him, in the Bible, it says long suffer.
他说我已经忍耐不了了。
And he said, I cannot show my patience anymore.
但是我说圣经的意思是在忍耐不了的时候还要忍耐。
And the original language means that even when you cannot take it,
因为这个是
show your patience.
这是我们基督徒生命的一种特质。
Because that's a special character of a true Christian life.
所以保罗用什么是爱？爱是恒久忍耐。
And Paul answers the question, what is love? And first of all, love is long-suffering.
如果你掌握了这个秘诀之后，你就知道在家庭生活里边，这一点是何等的重要。
When you learn this secret, you understand this is so crucial in your family life.
这个地方就是保罗所说的宽容的意思。
And this is the exact word here Paul used to show long-suffering.
那提摩太向保罗学习的重要内容还包括爱心。
And another aspect Timothy learned from Paul is love.
保罗把爱心呢当作是圣灵所结的果子的第一种特质。
And Paul told us that love is the very first aspect of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
加拉太书五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
那仁爱的那个特质在于什么呢
？And what is the special nature of love？
仁爱的特质在于真实
，is truth。
所以保罗说，爱人不可虚假。
Paul said, when you love people, you do not be fake。
注意，这种爱首先是从神来的。
And first of all, this love is from God.
是借着耶稣基督的十字架彰显出来的。
It's manifested from Jesus Christ's cross.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And only Jesus who died for us when we are still sinners, and therefore God's love is manifested to us.
那这种由神而来的爱借着十字架所彰显的爱一旦进入到我们的生命中的时候那我们就会被这个爱所激励着活出一种从十字架而来的爱
And this love which is from God which is manifested on the cross of Jesus Christ as soon as it enter our life enter our heart and we can also manifest this love
经过很长时间的侍奉
through many years of ministry
在这个教会面临着一些冲突和困难的时候
and especially when the church is facing difficulties and challenges
是我们最容易失去爱心的时候
is the moment that very easily will lose our love
圣经告诉我们说因为不法的事情增多所以爱心就冷淡了
and the Bible says because lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold
所以我们不单需要使我们的恩赐如火眺望起来
but not only we have to rekindle our gift like a fire
更需要我们把我们的爱心如火眺望起来
and we need even more that to rekindle of life like a fire love like a fire
因为这个爱是我们侍奉的活力与动力
because love is a motive of our ministry
一旦你在侍奉中失去了爱心的时候你就没有活力也没有动力没有推动力了
When you lose your love you lost your motive and you lost your energy and strength in your ministry
前一段时间呢我对我自己的这个心灵状况啊有一点省察
And not long ago I examined my own heart
我一直在想为什么我现在经过三十多年的服侍之后现在好像没有起初的那样的一种侍奉的活力和的那样的一种动力
And I kept thinking that after over 30 years of serving the Lord why it seems I lost the initial energy and the motive of serving God and love God
缺少了这个对主的爱的那个真实和火热
Because I lack the reality of love for the Lord
缺少了那个对失丧灵魂的那个爱和火热
And I don't have that kind of love for the lost souls as before
我这个以前呢去坐飞机啊到机场的第一件事情是坐下来先为所有周围的那些人祷告
And in the past if I took flight And the first thing I arrive at the airport is sit down and pray for everyone around me who's going to take flight.
但是呢，后来我发现，每一次在坐飞机，我已经不再为他们祷告了。
And gradually I realized that every time I took flight, I forgot to pray for people.
我在香港那个等地铁，在地铁站地铁口等人的时候啊，我看见过来的人，我一个一个的为他们祷告，看见一个为他们祷告一个。
When I was in Hong Kong, in the subway station, I saw people walking toward me, and I prayed for each and every one of them.
我觉得那个时候，我心里边对这些失丧灵魂呢，有一种爱，有一种负担。
At that time, I remember I have this love, I have this burden for all the lost souls.
但是后来这些东西呢都没有了。
But gradually,
爱心冷淡了。
And my love.
所以像这个以弗所书不是对不起启示录说到以弗所的教会，你们什么都好，但是呢把起初的爱心离弃了。
And like the book of Revelation, and this talking to the Ephesian church, it says.Everything for you is good, but you lost your initial love.
所以就为此要悔改。
And you should repent for this.
那我在主面前也有悔改。
And I repent in front of the Lord also for this.
能够重拾起初的爱心。
I can rekindle this love, my initial love.
让爱心在我里边能够如火眺望起来。
Is be rekindled in my heart like the fire.
那接下来呢？保罗又说到忍耐。
And nextly, Paul is also talking about the perseverance.
那这个也是一种很特别的生命能力。
And this perseverance is an ability in your life, very special.
保罗说他在忍耐中充满喜乐和盼望。
And Paul said, in perseverance, he's full of joy and hope.
这个忍耐和前面的宽容那是有一点不一样啊。但是呢，它有相同的一些特质。
And this perseverance is a little bit different from the long suffering, but also there's some similarities.
我们了解这一点就可以了。
And as long as we take note of that.
然后第十一节说到，以及我在你这个跟从了、服从了我的教训，而且呢，包括我的生命经历，就是十一节所说的，以及我在安提亚、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And in verse 11, Paul continues to talk about also in my persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and all of them, all the Lord delivered me.
提摩太不但服从了他的教训，
and not onlyTimothy followed the doctrine, the teaching of Paul.
提摩太对他的师父保罗的那个生命经历也是理解的。
And Timothy also understand that the life experience of his teacher Paul.
你理解了他的经历，你才可以去学习他。
Only when you understand his experience, you can learn from him.
那保罗在这个保罗这个受苦的这个经历在使徒行传十四章啊十九到二十节有所描写。
And this experience of suffering is vividly depicted in Acts chapter 14, verse 19 through 22.
那个地方说到保罗在路斯德受的逼迫。
And they're talking about Paul's persecution in Lystra.
说到有些犹太人从安提亚和以哥念来挑唆众人用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。
And they talk about there are some Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there and having persuaded the multitude, and they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
当保罗经历了许多的苦难之后，他说道：“我们进入神的国，必经历许多的艰难。”
And after Paul experienced all those.Persecution and suffering, and he said that if we enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through all those suffering.
昨天我们也讲到《哥林多后书》，保罗讲到他受的许多的苦难。
And yesterday we mentioned that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that Paul's all persecution and sufferings for Christ.
经历了许多的危险。
All the dangers.
除了这些外边的事，他还为教会整天挂心。
Not only all those dangers out from outside, and also he's worried for the church from the inside.
你注意到我们前面昨天讲到保罗纪念提摩太的眼泪，而他自己就是一个为教会常常流泪的人。
And we mentioned yesterday that Paul remembers Timothy's tears. Actually, he himself often shed his own tears for the church.
但保罗下边说，虽然我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但是从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And Paul continues to mention that although I have yet suffered all those, but the Lord has saved me from all those persecutions.
所以到这个地方你已经看见提摩太后书啊已经是第五次提到了逼迫与苦难。
And you notice that here is already the fifth time that Paul mentioned the persecution for the faith.
所以你看到在保罗看来正常的基督徒生活里边包括了逼迫和苦难。
So Paul is talking to us that in the normal Christian life, it includes persecution for the faith.
主命令保罗受苦，但主同时也给他承受苦难和超越苦难的能力。
And the Lord destined Paul to be persecuted for the faith, but the Lord also gave him the strength and the power to take this kind of persecution.
第十二节说到，不但如此，凡立志，这就说到我们众人了啊，我们所有的人，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫，这和主的教训是一致的啊。
Not only that, but verse 12, it continues to talk about, yes, and all who desire to live godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, and this is exactly in alignment with the teaching of Jesus Christ himself.
所以主在马可福音十章那里说到，若为我和福音的缘故撇下这个撇下那个，就必在今世得百倍，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
And in Mark chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said that if for my sake you give up this and that and all those things, and you can gain 100 multitude in this life, and then you'll be persecuted, and then you'll receive eternal life.
所以你注意到这一节，保罗说，不但他自己在受苦。
And here, Paul said, not only he himself is persecuted for the faith.
凡是立志在基督里敬虔度日的，包括提摩太，也包括我们所有的人。
And also everyone who desires to live godly life in Christ Jesus, including you and me.
也都会受逼迫。
We will be persecuted.
那这个地方已经是第六次提到逼迫和苦难了。
And now here is the sixth time talking about persecution and suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些经文都告诉我们呢，我们要以受苦当作兵器，在这个时代为主而活，为主做见证。
And all the scriptures is reminding us to take this suffering as a weapon in our life to witness for the Lord.
我们今天受苦可能不像中国大陆的基督徒受苦。
And our suffering here today is not like the Christians in the mainland China. They suffer for their faith.
他们连自由敬拜的这个权利都没有。
And today they don't even have freedom to worship the Lord.
哎，但是呢，我们是有这样的权利，我们是有这样的机会。
And we have this right, we have this opportunity to worship the Lord freely.
但是呢，我们在这样的一个与这个福音为敌的这个世界中啊，我们的信仰啊，你要是勇敢的见证信仰，就会受到逼迫。
However, in this society, if you are willing to witness for your faith, and you will be persecuted.
不但传道人在讲台上讲道的时候，有可能会面临着这个世界给你带来的逼迫。
Not only the preachers preach from the pulpit on this topic, you will be persecuted by the society.
因为在北美现在已经有传道人，因为在讲台上讲那些这个 LGBT 如何的不符合圣经，受到了这个指控。
And in North America today, there are already some preachers who were arrested, who were persecuted because they preach against LGBTQ topic.
如果你在你的生活中，在你的这个工作岗位上，如果你要是勇敢见证你的信仰的时候，可能同时会受到逼迫。
And in your work, you know, in your everyday life, if you're willing to witness for your faith, you might face some trouble.
所以你要预备好自己为福音、为信仰的缘故受逼迫。
Be prepared, be persecuted for the gospel, for your faith.
只要你是一个愿意在基督里边敬虔度日的人。
As long as you are someone who will live a godly life in Christ.
保罗当这样说的时候，他是在告诉我们，为主受逼迫是敬虔度日之人的正常生活内容。
Again, Paul is talking about that suffer persecution is a normal part of the life of everyone who desires to live godly life.
但是另外一种人情况就不一样了。
But there are some other people. They're different.
只是作恶的，第十三节，只是作恶的和迷惑人的比越久越恶，他们欺哄人也被人欺哄。
But verse 13, but evil men and the imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
作恶的就是恶人。
And those evil men are those who are bad.
迷惑人的就是那些巫术、法术，你知道现在这个新纪元运动啊，实际上就是这个迷惑人的东西。
And the imposters are those who are doing witchcraft, just like today's New Age movement.
你要知道这些 New Age movement 现在已经进入到教会里边来了。
And do you know the New Age movement today has already entered the church?
我们所提及的很多世俗的虚谈呢，实际上都是这些东西对教会的影响。
And we're talking about all those false teachings in the secular life, including those movements.
包括前面所提到的那些抵挡真道的人，都是这些恶人。
And also those who are against the faith and truth are those evil men.
注意到保罗说他们的生命状况啊，是在一种恶性循环中。
And their life is like in this cycle, downward.
越久越恶。
Getting worse and worse.
他们欺哄人也被欺哄，也被人欺哄。
And they're also being deceived.
就是这样。我们看第二点啊，因圣经而有得救的智慧，14到15节。
And number two.Is from verse 14 and verse 15 is to gain the saving wisdom from the Bible.
十四节说，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道你是跟谁学的。
Verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and being assured of, knowing from whom and you have learned them.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，你提摩太。和前边那些作恶的迷惑人的是完全的不同的一种人。
And Paul is saying here that you, Timothy, is totally different from those evil men and imposters.
你应该学的应该做的是要将你所学习的所确信的存在心里。
What you must do is to continue the things which you have learned and being assured of.
你注意存在心里的这个句话的意思啊，就是你要继续活在你所学习所确信的真理中，它是这个意思。
And in Chinese, keeping your heart, actually the original meaning is you must continue in those things.
你所学的你要活出来，你所信的你要活出来，这是保罗要强调的内容啊。
Live out what you believe and live out what you have learned.
在教会里边，在基督徒的生活中啊，没有比你活出你所信的内容更重要的东西了。
Nothing is more important than live out what you have learned, what you believe in the church.
因为什么呢？因为当你活出来的时候，真理就成了你的生命实际了。
Because when you live this out, this truth it becomes the reality of your life.
你的基督徒生命就是强大的。
And your Christian life is strong.
你面对这个世界的时候，你是敢于做见证的。
And when you are facing this world, you dare to witness.
你也是有能力做见证的。
And you have this power to witness.
下边保罗说，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
And Paul continues to say that because you are assured knowing from whom you have learned from.
那保罗在这里要不告诉我们，提摩太所学习的这些真理，它的源头是对的。
And Paul is telling us that what Timothy has learned, the origin is right.
也就是说，你的学习的真理，你活出来的真理是从哪儿来的？这是很清楚的。
And you know where it's come from, what you have learned.
所以呢，这个我们从这些经文中啊，要去学习一些道理。
And from these scriptures, we have to learn from truth.
无论是把真理存在我们的心里，还是活在我们的生活里，都告诉我们，我们不要把我们所学习的信仰知识啊，单单存在我们的脑子里。
And either being to learn what you have the truth, or to live out in every truth, we do not just keep in your head.
注意到昨天我已经讲到听这个字的意思了。
And yesterday I've mentioned the real meaning of listen.
听就是听进我们的脑子里。
And listen is to listen, put it into our head.
用我们的心智能力去思想，去默想。
And use our brain to think about it and to meditate on it.
然后呢，让它进入我们的心灵。
But it also enter our heart.
然后落实在我们的生活里，落实在我们的行动上。
And become the reality of our life, of our actions.
所以保罗前面说的那个服从啊，也是这个意思。
And this obey or follow Paul just mentioned is also have this same connotation.
先是服从我的教训
You follow my doctrines.
然后呢跟着这个教训服从他的品行
And then you also follow my manner of life.
包括理解他的经历
And to understand his experience.
然后你跟着去学习
And you learn from it.
和这个听的意思都差不多
It's the same of listen.
所以你注意到我们信仰中很多的真理都是立体的不是平面的
And in our faith, a lot of aspect is actually really three-dimensional.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。